शुरू करें।
ओम शांति। आप सभी भाई बहनों से अनुरोध है कि आप सभी अपना अपना स्थान ले लीजिए। आप सभी बैठ जाइए प्लीज। ज्ञान सूर्य की ज्ञान लालिमा धारण किए हुए अपने अंदर ज्ञान रत्नों का खजाना समाये हुए अनुभवी मुहूर्त आदरणीय भ्राता सूरज भाई जी हम सभी के समक्ष हैं। हम एक हाथ की ताली से आपका स्वागत करते हैं, अभिनंदन करते हैं, अभिनंदन करते हैं। आपको देखकर ऐसा लगता है, आपको देखकर ऐसा लगता है,
इट सीम्स लाइक व्हेन वी सी यू एंड व्हेन वी सी योर स्टेज वी फील द फीलिंग दैट वी कैन सी गॉड द वन who is avyakt, the one who is beyond the stars, the moon. That avyakt, it is your, what you tell us, gives us a loveful meeting with that one. And you were born in Uttar Pradesh, and after you were successful in your Lokik life, then 1964, you started this learning, this knowledge. And after that, in 1968, you decided, why should I not make God my companion and make my support and make my life successful? And since then, until now, alaukik knowledge and with alaukik experiences, he is giving refreshment courses in different parts of the world, and he is teaching us the art of living in this kind of a world. On the channel Peace of Mind, there is a Samadhan place where a lot of people have got solutions to their problems. And at presently, he is instrument in Baba's Bhandara. And he is going to now telling us how to understand the way to have an avyakt meeting.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Everybody please sit down. The deep happiness, the sukh of meeting God in all the four periods of life, in for the ages, this is the best age, and we fortunate souls receive this sukh, this happiness daily. Every moment we can receive it for a long time. And keeping our mind peaceful. The souls that keep their mind peaceful and blissful, they can taste this happiness, this sukh constantly. So we have to meet God every day. And if anybody wants, they can do it all the time. You all know the method. All of us now will be stable in that, because this day today, Baba's sight, especially on all of us, wherever his dear children are remembering him, they attract him. To all those places, his sight is pulled. His vision is pulled. This day today is also a day of Vardans. And today especially, because all of us are entering the new year, we will bid farewell with a lot of love to the old year. So for us, this is the time of Sangam for us. The confluence, the meeting of 2 years. So first of all, I will give all of you a thought to reflect on. The old year, we will bid it farewell. Any old thing that you have in your mind, any sanskar, any old thought process, any old habit, we will bid it farewell. And then 2025 will accept our farewell. So let's come and go into deep silence for a few moments. Let's become stable in our soul conscious stage. And visualize myself to be in the center of the forehead, a shining soul. I am a very special and a bright soul. In all the four directions, I have this aura of light. Let us give farewell with the mind. Whatever happened, happened. It's finished. It's completed. Now, I, the soul, my sparkle will continue to increase and my light, my glow will be spreading in the world and it will finish the darkness in the world. With this beautiful thought, merge it in your inner recesses. Om Shanti. In some, the past things, something that conflict with someone, some words, bad words spoken by someone, or maybe some bad behavior by some of those who are close to us. If for some, this is always on the in their heart. But now we have to finish that and become light, because there is a very beautiful thing Baba tells us which can make our chit silent. Whatever is happening with any soul, that responsibility is that soul, his own karma. We cannot blame anyone. This is a very beautiful stage of being a detached observer. We will look at everyone with an attitude without blame. Whatever is happening, that is happening according to the philosophy of karma, and it's true, the truth. No one is guilty here, nor is anything wrong happening with anyone. This is all just a play of the drama, and it's going on very accurate. Please sit down, everyone. So we will give bid farewell. Everyone will do it. We will give the donation of forgiveness to some souls, and from some souls we will plead forgiveness. So your internal, the chit, if somebody's something that they have done is hurting you, you know, when you get something bad from those who are close to you, the human feels very, very hurt, because there is more expectations to with some who are close to us. So today, now, at this moment, those who have hurt us, to all of them with our heart, we will forgive them, because we are the ancestors, we are the elders, and the work of the elders is to give the donation of forgiveness. Yes, all will do. We will forgive. Please raise your hand if you're going to do it. Very good. The mind will become very light, and some consciously or unconsciously, if someone has been hurt by us, to them also we will plead forgiveness from our heart. Now once more, let's go into deep silence towards a very beautiful time. We don't have to remember anyone, we just think, whoever has hurt me, given me suffering, I, the ancestor, I, the great soul, I am the bestower, I am the one who creates fortune, I am going to give you the donation of forgiveness. May you have a very good intellect. The second thought. If through me, because of ignorance, because of anger, if someone has been hurt, then I fold my hands to all of them, I ask for forgiveness. May you remain happy. May you always have everything in life. Om Shanti. In this way, that is the slate of the intellect, we make it clean and clear and we'll move forward. Time is giving us a challenge. Time is waiting for its great souls. So in English there's an expression, time and tide wait for no one. So they do not wait for anyone. But Baba has made his children so great that time is waiting for us. It's invoking us of, it is going towards the end. So we'll bring a very beautiful thing in our mind today. You might be the only one in Gyan in your family, or maybe you're two or three. So you should know very well whether you live in the center or maybe you are living far away from your family. Your elevated state, your power of all the charitable acts, the punya, the power of your blessings is to all your family, to your relatives, it helps them. This is why, if in the family there is a lot of, if you want the family to be sukh, happiness, without obstacles, without illness, and you want to see everyone in the family moving on the path of success, you want that, don't you? Then use the power of your yoga, the power of your elevated stage, accumulated. Baba has said, and everybody knows very well. So today we will realize it deeply and we stabilize ourselves in that. In the Sunday Murli, Baba said, you are sitting at the bottom of the Kalpa tree and you are the Tapasvis, you are the ancestors, you are the worship of worthy souls. Our elevated stage, the effect of that and influence of that, the influence of our vibrations it reaches and it is reaching the whole Kalpatri. Realize this. You realize your importance. We are not ordinary. The Kalpa tree, we are the ones who give power. We are the ones who water the Kalpa tree. We, all the souls of the Kalpa tree, we are the ones who are nurturing them. So when our influence is going completely to the whole world, then of course it will go first of all to our families and to the seva we are doing. So let's come and together for a short time. I, the Tapasvi, I am sitting under the Kalpa tree. With a lot of realization. Let's have this thought. I, the ancestor, I am the elder of all. I am the one who nurtures everyone. With the power of purity, I am fully complete. I am full and complete with godly powers. I am a responsible soul. Draw that image that above my head the Kalpa tree is standing. The vibrations that are emerging from me, from each and every part of my body, coming out of me, the soul, through my eyes, they are going up, they're going to the sides, to all four directions they're spreading. Nature is also receiving these vibrations, and the souls, all the souls of the world, are also receiving them. The millions of souls who belong to the deity clan, we will invoke them with our mind. O pure souls of the deity clan, come, come to your Baba. You were calling out. That one is now calling out to you. Now, come and take your right. Claim your right. Om Shanti. So, while seeing the things of our family, the obstacles that are coming in our family, so we should not get distressed with them. We have to just pay attention to our stage. Then, the many brothers and sisters tell me about their good experiences, that they paid attention to their stage. They increased the practice of self-respect, and even illnesses which had no cure became all right. Even the doctors are amazed. How did this happen? The illnesses that had diseases that had no cure, doctor said, the medical scientists have not found any cure for this kind of a disease. Even they are all right now. So it's the power of yoga is the greatest shakti in the world. Baba used to say, the yoga power with him, with which you're going to get the sovereignty of the world, with the power of that yoga, what cannot happen? So with our power of yoga, we should increase it. we will invoke the new year. And there's a very beautiful thing about Baba that we don't hear much. People don't say those things much. Baba used to say, the golden age. Invoke the golden age. You have to go there. See, it's a very small example I'm going to tell you. Suppose you're making creating a beautiful home. You're building a home and you know it's going to take 1.5 years. So how the mind of the human being gets pulled there. I'll go to that house. This is how I'll decorate it internally. This is how I live there. This is called invoking. So the age, the golden age, the age of the deities, invoke it. People are saying the golden age will come. But they don't know that golden age will be the age where the deities will be. And that is being established now in an incognito way. God Himself is taking the human being towards divinity. This is a huge group is receiving divinity. And so we will invoke. This is why every day in the new year, at least once, we will move now towards the new year. Every day, at least once, bring in front of you the age of the deity so that it can be seen very clearly, as if you're seeing it with these eyes. 4 or 5 days ago in the Murli, Baba had said, see how the gardens will be, what fragrance will be there in the flowers, even the breeze, the air will be fragrant. What a beautiful golden age is now coming. There will be limitless wealth, property. Nobody will have any worry of earning any income. Such a golden age. Because we are living now in such an age, there are many tall buildings, of course. But the mind of the human being has come down to a very low level. Well, yes, there is very lot of external beauty. But there is internal beauty has disappeared. But externally, you can see a lot of happiness. But the mind, the happiness of the mind is disappearing now. So here, anyone cannot even imagine that kind of golden age, beautiful age. But we children of Baba, we should every day create this kind of this picture. It comes in all the 5 forms anyway. But once at least we will feel that as if we are in the land of the deities. We have reached there. And then this land of the deities, the sanskars, they will come into us. The future sanskars will start getting merged in us. So now let's go for a few moments. Not here. Very, very far away from this world. To that age of the deities where we had spent 2,500 years in which we ourselves were the embodiments of being a deity. So draw your own picture, the golden world. As far as you can see, sparkling golden palaces. Nature's beauty is at its best, incomparable. In the courtyards of the homes, the Pushpak Vimans are standing. I am here now. Let's reach there. This form, my form of a deity, those deity sanskars, completely viceless stage, most powerful. Beyond any influences, in the midst of nature, in my complete form, master of the whole world. Let's change your consciousness. Om Shanti. Baba gives us his powers and making us the conquerors of Maya. In the Vardhan, also in the slogan today, we have to destroy Maya completely, and we also have to free our chit from waste. So some have a lot of problem that there is a lot of influence of the Iron Age, and there's an effect of the vikarmas of many births, that the mind continues to be pulled towards waste. Not everyone, but many's minds are being pulled to waste. So we have to make the mind concentrated, because only by concentration today or tomorrow we get the sukh, the deep happiness of this loveful meeting with God. So all will keep an aim that we ourselves will keep us free from waste. So we are, I'm going to give you some points now. The traffic control song will play, and we will have this thought. We will visualize our form right here in the center of the forehead, not just a point a light, but a very beautifully glowing bright light filled with God's light, giving light and might to the world. This is the soul that I am. Let's stabilize ourselves in that thought. The master of this body, the one who has a right to self-sovereignty, under the rays of Baba's powers, everyone is subservient to lust, greed, anger, attachment. So have yog and destroy your sins and create heaven. Quench the thirst of many births by becoming pure today. Become a yogi, become knowledgeful, because this yogi life is so lovely. In this confluence age, Supreme Father Shiva tells us the secret. You are an imperishable soul. Listen to my voice. In the confluence age, the Supreme Father Shiva tells us the secret. You are an imperishable soul. Now listen to my voice. Happiness, peace, purity, with all this, fill yourselves completely today. Be a yogi, be a jnani, a knowledgeful one. This yogi life is lovely. From Paramdham, Shiv has come in the taking the support of the body of Brahma, and he is giving us the right that we have, a birthright of mukti and jivan mukti. From Paramdham, Shiv has come, taking the support of the body of Brahma and giving us a birthright of mukti and jivan mukti, liberation and liberation in life. We now have to go. We now have to go. Go back home. This is the essence of Jnana. Be a yogi, be a jnani, a knowledgeful one. A yogi life is lovely. A yogi life is lovely. A yogi life is lovely. So today, let's have this thought. At this priceless time of conference age, I should not spend it in waste. There is in the world, there is an ocean of waste all around. There is only dirt all around. The first thing, a very powerful thought, let's have it. Secondly, I will telling you in very short, and all of you will work on it, and all of you will think, at the conference age, I must take this sukh, this deep happiness, which is godly sukh. So not to let the mind wander. They'll say, well, you will say, oh, it's not in my hands. No, I can't do it. But we have received the method of how to keep the mind peaceful. Not just make the mind peaceful, but also to make it powerful and keep it filled with beautiful thoughts and also with very blissful thoughts. When the mind goes into deep silence, then the power of the intellect really increases a lot. So we have to make our intellect a divine intellect, a godly intellect. So we will check where are those things that are making my mind wandering? What are those matters? So all of you are very well known to you, mobile. The mobile is making the mind wander. You know that, so you will keep yourself disciplined. This mobile has come 20-25 years ago, and after a few years it won't be there anymore. So we must not be subservient to it. Otherwise, we will not be able to receive what we are supposed to receive now. You all know that this time is not going to come again. This beautiful golden days of loveful meeting with God, only fortunate souls are attaining it. So merge this in you. I am a very punya soul, a charitable soul. I am a very fortunate soul. So when God descends on this earth, then we have also become His companions. We have recognized Him. So you must be thinking, and I also think, that you know, when we were children and didn't know anything. So like when God Rama was there, or elevated Rama was there, were we there also? When Sri Ram were there, or Sri Krishna were there, it would be so nice if we would be with them. We used to think these kind of thoughts. But now we are going to be with them, we are playing a part with them, and we are taking that supreme deep sukh from Him now. So we will check. Anything of the family, is it distressing? Is this something that distresses and makes my mind run a lot? Something that is in our family, some incident, some event, does it burn us in the fire of worry? Many are having this too. Then some kind of vice, some worldly desire, some such incident or event that has happened, the mind is repeatedly, is it being going there? Is it being pulled? You have to fix this now. This is in your hands. What methods will we use? See, Baba's Murli, maybe we have heard it 1,000 times. 3 dots apply, 3 dots. Make your fortune elevated. And we say, well, soul power, soul bindi, and Baba bindi, drama bindi. No. The practice of soul consciousness give a, it will, the, automatically a stop will be put to the mind's thoughts with the remembrance of the Supreme Soul, with that Ruhani Nasha, with that spiritual intoxication, many thoughts will be stopped. There will be a full stop automatically to them. We have been listening to many beautiful thoughts every day, and we have to bring it into practice. All the burdens of the mind, give it to me. Become double light. Become Bevikr Badshah, the king, emperors, free from worry. These are some things to experience. Write it down somewhere so that you can remember it every day. And if there's something that is a burden on your mind, it keeps coming. Just surrender it to Baba. What experiences are there? There has to be faith, nischay, and nischint, totally free from worry. Baba used the word nischay, faith and nischint, complete faith and trust in Baba. Then you will have very good experiences how Baba makes the big thing small. There's a very deep thing, listen to that now. 50 years ago, I'd heard it in the Murli, but I never heard it again. So when that sentence came, so we brothers who were in the kitchen, 3 or 4 of us, we met Dadi and we went to her room and we said, Dadi, what's the meaning of this? Well, Dadi had also heard it and she also told us a little bit. So now listen to this and think of it very deeply. Baba had said, when you will know me completely, then you will become complete. You will just leave the body automatically. This was a very wonderful thing. And I was working on it. Do we not know Baba? We've got his introduction. Our search is ended. But then, as Baba said, give me your burdens and become a Befikr Badshah, one without worry. If we really know Baba, we will give him the burdens and we'll feel very comfortable. Otherwise, we'll have thoughts, oh, I don't know what will happen, what will happen. Baba said, I am your canopy, your protection. So, imagine if someone's canopy of protection is God himself, that one should be fearless, that one should be free from all kind of worries. And if I'm not, I should think, maybe I've not understood Baba fully. Well, I always remember something of Baba, and I'm going to remind you of that also. Baba had said 10-12 days ago, the one with whom God is there, no one can do any harm to that one. Do we have complete faith on it? Do we have complete faith? Yes. Well, if we do, then like a lion, will we not walk around and be fearless in this jungle of thorns? Let's think about it. And then make your life fearless, unshakable, immovable stage. Then, just once, Baba is giving me his company. This once will, one thought will make us free from waste, and some things of the drama, the knowledge of drama, we can use and keep our mind peaceful. Let's call Baba now. Baba has come in this gathering, but we will invoke him personally and we will experience him personally being with us. Let's take the intellect above and let's see the Son of Knowledge. The shining, sparkling, great light. the ones who are going to transform the world, the Almighty Authority, with whose thought this world can transform in a moment, that great light, who is ours. See Him. Invoke Him with a lot of love, with a feeling of belongingness, with a right. Oh, the One who is my life, the One I love in the mind, the friend of my mind, leave your home abode and come to us. Oh, the ocean of love, come to us. And then see the Almighty Authority, the ocean, the Sun of Knowledge is spreading His rays everywhere and He's descending. He has come into the body of Brahma. Now both are descending. Their divine light, they are radiating in all four directions, and they're coming down from the sky. They have come in front of me. See them become in this big hall, just become alone and see them in front of you. They are giving me drishti. The ocean of love has kept His hand of love on my head. And He has removed the tiredness of birth after birth. The tiredness of all the ages. And then giving me drishti, He has gone back now to His abode. Om Shanti. So, one more beautiful thing to be concentrated. There are many intelligent brothers and sisters sitting here, very highly educated and very high status they have. But our mind works according to our intellect. You know that. Mind is the power of thought. And intellect is the power of wisdom, the power of visualization, in which there is intellect has a conscience also, understanding, which through which we can see what the mind cannot see. So the intellect, be with the eyes of the intellect, whatever we see, whomever we see, that is where the mind's thought will continue. This is why. So just visualize the soul in a very bright form, and also visualizing the Supreme Soul in His supreme light form, seeing Golden Age Satyug with the divine eyes, and seeing your own form, the elevated form, the worship worthy form, not just thinking about it, but seeing it, reflecting on it. Both should happen together. Those who are sitting here, the elevated Purusharthis, they will practice this. But only those ones can visualize with intellect whose eyes of the intellect are clean. That's why waste things that are useless. We keep them in the safe of our intellect. We have to remove them now. We have to free the intellect from that. Now the third thing for waste. The work of the mind is to think. So we will give it elevated thoughts. Then the mind will automatically get liberated and free from waste. The nourishment of the mind is beautiful thoughts, most elevated thoughts. So the great elevated thoughts, they are the nourishment of the mind and of the intellect. So every day, two or three beautiful thoughts, give them to your mind, and many, many waste will finish. The practice that I make many do, like youth, they are really overthinking, they are caught up in that, and they don't have any power then to do anything. If I tell them, think this, I'm a soul, they say, oh, we can't do it. Think I'm a master, almighty authority, they say, oh, no, I can't do it. So I tell the youth, from morning till evening, 1,000 times, just remember, I, the soul, am a peaceful soul. Just say that. I tell them to do it. 1,000 times I tell them, at least they do 500 times. And then when they come to me in the evening, their face sparkles. When they do after 4 or 5 days, then their mind and intellect starts becoming stable. And then after 21 days, their life changes. So the mind, giving it beautiful thoughts, filling it with that. This is an art. And we don't have to look for this beautiful thought anywhere. They are in the Murli every day. And in the self-respect, in the Vardhan, in the slogan, in the Avek signals, we are receiving them. We have a great treasure store of elevated thoughts, which no one else has in the world. Nowhere, it's nowhere. This use, take advantage of this treasure store that you have. So tomorrow, as soon as you open your eyes, when you will enter the new year, so when all of us will enter the new year, then let's enter with new thoughts, with beautiful thoughts we will enter. With some planning we will enter, all of us. Today, after Baba Milan, if you get time, then tomorrow, there's a very beautiful planning we can do the Purushad. Without planning, no one can reach their aim. A small planning, 3 points, or even if you do for 5 points, very good. And in the new year, we can celebrate it as a golden year. People are saying, oh, 2026 is going to be very dangerous, this will happen, that will happen. But we are going to make this 2026 for us golden age. Are you ready? Is everyone ready? Such a beautiful time we'll make it that even nature will follow our orders. All the incidents that are going to come with our thoughts, they will change their directions. So all of you will change your directions. You will give a direction to your mind for the next year, and you will give a direction to your life for the next year. And tomorrow, as soon as your eyes open, you will make your mind energetic, and then every day you will make it energetic. Now along with me in the white light, totally peaceful. Everyone, please become totally peaceful and have this thought tomorrow. It's tomorrow morning. I've opened my eyes. As soon as I open my eyes, in front there is Bab Dada. With a lot of love, we will say good morning, namaste. Baba's hand is now on my head. I will do this every day. The hand of blessings, the God's hand of blessings is on my head. I am in this world, and I'm the very, very fortunate one in this world. As soon as your eyes open, There is a loveful meeting with God. I am a very powerful being. Baba has kept his hand on my head and is giving me his powers. I'm a deeply happy being, Sukhi. Success is my birthright. God Himself is my companion. So I'm fearless, I'm free from worry, I'm carefree emperor. My life is obstacle free. Every day you will have this thought, this day of mine today and this day of my family will be free from obstacles, will be remaining full of happiness. Along with me, everything good will happen. Only good will happen. In this way, yes, there are many other thoughts that you can choose. You can choose and change every day. But everyone should have this complete faith that in our thoughts, there is unlimited power, strength. So use this power, but by sitting on the seat of self-respect. I am a self-sovereign. I am master almighty authority. And then you have a thought. Don't think of negative, I don't know what will happen today. No, create a thought. Whatever you think, that will happen. So be confident. Whatever I will think, only that will happen. Then you will continue to have experiences, and that my thoughts, and it is constructing my today and my tomorrow. So when you have this experience of the power of the thoughts, then we will develop faith in ourselves, trust in ourselves, and many, many incidents of our life, of our tomorrow and today, we will be able to give direction to it according to the way we want. So may this day of yours today be a day of blessings, of vardans. Baba Ka will come and his hall will be spread everywhere, wherever Baba's children are sitting. His vibrations fall on that, his rays fall on that. So you will feel it, you will experience it. So the first Avyak Muli that I heard until the last one, Baba's forehead, Gulzar Dadi used to sit there, and the great light in the center of the forehead. I would always concentrate on that. And in between, Baba's rays are falling on me. And then also writing. These three things I would do continuously. So I remember every time my 3 or 4 hours were most powerful, most energetic. And so you will do the same. Baba, maybe you will see him only on TV. The great light in the center of the forehead. His great elevated versions. There will be a shower of the knowledge on you. And along with that, stabilizing myself in that intoxication. And from the Murli, any 1, 2 or 3 points you will remember. So whatever we remember, then automatically you think about those things. Some people say, oh, we don't have any reflections, we can't think of anything. No, everyone has. It's just that you have to remind yourself. You just have to have that awareness. So from Baba's Murli, just take 2 or 3 points in your awareness, and then they'll be inculcated. And then your pilgrimage of Madhuban will become a pilgrimage of Vardans. And this day of full of Vardans will become a memorial for you forever. All of you have come here from Delhi and from other places. So may this day of yours today, of this million with God, maybe it should be such that you should feel that He's with me, He's in front of me, His powers are with me, and my life is totally carefree from today on. All of you great souls. Baba used to say, Delhi is the court of Baba. So I used to be there, Dadi was there, and she would always write a letter to Didi from Rajouri Garden, from Delhi, from the Darbar, from the court of Delhi, the letter for you, Baba. So today a lot of children are here from Delhi, the one who live in God's heart, in Baba's heart, they will move towards supreme bliss from now on. Om Shanti. So now let's go to Paramdham.
Baba ko dekhte hue unke saath baith jaye.
While seeing Baba, sit with him. Come, let's go beyond the five elements, where the one who resides, Shiva, Shiv Baba, our Shiv Baba resides. Let's go and meet him, the one who is a treasure store of virtues, and let's take from him all that we want. Beautiful scenes. Come, let's go. We have to merge into the form of the bindu, the dot, the point. We have to merge into the form of the point, the light. And then we do seva of everyone. This is what Baba has told us. This is a unique power we have to give to the world from the supreme abode and from the subtle region. Bap Dada is calling out, come, let's go beyond the five elements to the place where our Shiv Baba resides. Come, let's go. Today, let's have this pure thought. Let's have this pure thought today. Let's fill the vibrations, the rays of yoga. This is what Baba says. This spiritual sparkle decorating that world of spiritual sparkle and giving support to those who are without any support. Come, let's go beyond the five elements where our Shiv Baba resides. Come, let's go. We have to let go of weaknesses and defects, and we have to become Farishta now, angel. We have to let go of our shortcomings and weaknesses and become Farishta. So let's create a very beautiful relationship with the point. forgetting everything else and just remembering this is the only way we will become free from all bondages, beyond the bondages. So now let's go beyond the five elements. To the place where our Shiv Baba resides. Come, let's go beyond. Come, let's go beyond.